This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to do an experiment with me where you think of people in your life that were unlikely tools of the Lord in working in your life spiritually. If you try hard enough, you will think of somebody, because I can think of people right now. I think of a woman in Columbus of Irish background who was in her 80s by the name of Margaret. Margaret lived in the inner city of Columbus when I ministered there. People made fun of her. She probably was not very high in her IQ. And yet, Margaret could call you on the phone, any of you, if she knew you, and speak something into your life, some truth that you needed to hear, and you'd say, how does she know that? How does she know that that's the problem in our family? How does she know that issue's going on in my life? And I can't explain it other than to say the Lord. And so God could use a Margaret, 85 years old. Just to show you what kind of character she was hit by a car, 85 years of age. I was called to Grant Hospital in Columbus, intensive care unit. Her eyes were covered. Her whole head was bandaged from her injuries. When I got in the room, I put my hand on her shoulder. I said, Margaret, can you hear me? She said, yes. I said, do you know who I am? She said, yes. And I said, Margaret, did you not see the car that hit you? She said, I did. I was trying to outrun it. I was trying to outrun it, 85 years old, trying to outrun a speeding car. But that's another story. God uses people like the Margarets in your life and in my life. What I want to do is just point out four things. Centurion was a highly respected officer. He's working for the Roman occupational forces, but it's pointed out that he loves God's people enough, get this, to write out a check and pay for their church to be built. You know, it's one thing for one of the neighbors here to say, you know, I'm all for what that church is doing. It's another thing to write out a check and say, build yourself a new building. And that's what this centurion did. He paid for the building of the new synagogue. And so he loved God's people. Now, that's what's interesting to me. Don't talk about how you love God if you don't love God's people. Do you follow me? One of the most frightening conversations I've ever had at a church was years ago. I won't even identify the church, where a man was talking to me about another man in the church, and they're both fellow leaders in the church, and the one man said, oh, how I hate him. Oh, how I hate him. The hair on the back of my neck stood up, because I'm thinking, we're the body of Christ, and you hate him? Yeah, I hate him. We're the part, we call ourselves the church, the body of Christ, and you hate that guy. Yeah, I hate him. Oh, how I hate him. Just this week, I read the words of a counselor who said, if you're a Christian in 2016, and you really consider yourself a believer, you've got plenty of enemies out in the world. You don't need to recruit church people. But wow, what a sentence. If you're a Christian, you're a believer in 2016, there are plenty of people out there you don't even know about who consider you an enemy without recruiting fellow members of the body of Christ. We can't say, oh, I love God, I just hate people, and here's my list. When we love God, we love people. That's a lesson out of verse 5. I want you to notice the man's humility. He's so humble when he could have been proud. He's used to giving orders. He's used to people jumping when he says jump, and yet he says, Lord, I don't even deserve to have you come under my roof. And Lord, if you'll just say the word. How did he know that? I think he heard Jesus speak. I think he may have seen Jesus perform miracles. And he said, Lord, all you have to do is say the word, and my servant will be healed.
We'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.